Hi, this is Cass Hawkins on Raven and Blues, and this is the first track of my brand new album, Don't You Know?
Bring me to the border of your heart. Lead me to the memory of our love. Hold me and let me know. Tell me where we can go. And I'll meet you there. Yes, I'll see you there. So hold on so tight. Keep me in your sight. For you know. That I'll meet you there. That I'll meet you there. That I'll see you there.
It's the Raven and the Blues. To say I was surprised when I heard the album would be wrong, because I kind of knew what was coming in a way, because I've been following the journey of this lady for the last couple of years now. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues, Kaz Hawkins. And that's a track from your album about to be coming out very soon called Don't You Know?
Yes, due next month, and I'm really excited.
It is just so different to the Feeling Good album, and it's obviously one which I guess has been inside of you for a while.
Yeah, I mean, most of the songs on there, it's been pretty hard to put in onto an album what I really wanted from them. So they've been stored away at the back of my mind, and I stopped really performing them live because obviously it's a very, very personal album. But I'm really, really proud of what I've produced on it.
And it's an album which, as you said, you really should listen to in the order in which you put it together. And yet, as you say, some of the songs have been around a little while. So when you came to sit down and to think about the Don't You Know album and you and Sam putting it together, is what we've got what you started with, if that makes sense?
Mostly, yeah. I think what happened in the towards the end of the album, the first track, which is Nendrum, happened completely by accident, but everything else was in the order, but the biggest surprise was Nendrum, because I'll try and compress the story, but Nendrum represents my time through mental health. When I was really suffering bad depression, I went to this 10th century monastic site here in Northern Ireland called Nendrum. And I made a decision standing on the mounds of the graves of these monks, whether to live or die when I was suffering the depression. And for years, when I recovered coming out the other end, for years I wondered where this place was, because my mind was so confused when I visited it. I was struggling for years to find out what it was. I couldn't even remember what it was called. And my dear friend Stephen Mullen is filming a documentary of me at the minute and my life. And he had been filming me at the studio ending the album. And on the way from the studio, he said to me, "Oh, Kaz, you know, I want to really take you down to this 10th century monastic site." And I just stopped the car and said, "What do you call it?" And he said, "Nendrum." And I said, "Oh my God, Stephen, you've no idea. And I told him the story of standing there. So the next night, then we drove, I picked him up from work. We drove down and he filmed me taking that journey, praying that it was the same place. And it was such an emotional experience. We went in, went up to the site, and I stood on the very spot that I had more or less saved my life, and went into the studio afterwards and laid down these 81 vocal tracks because my producer had this idea about, you know, 10cc, and
yeah,
and we were going to just do a total a cappella track. But when I went in and I told David, the producer, the story, he said, well, let's do your vocal. Let's just do something. And the vocal, the melody is taken from another old song, but is for the next album. So it's a kind of teaser into the next album. And I wrote it about my mum, you know, I'll meet her someday.
Yeah.
And but I know she's with me. So that's that was the biggest surprise. And I love it.
So that is, we opened with, therefore, the first track and Kaz 81 times on her own. And now we come to Don't Slip Away. Tell us a little bit about how Don't Slip Away, together with you and Sam, came together.
Well, Sam is a dear friend, and we had met during our touring in England last year. And I rang him up one day, I think even best Facebook message, and I said to him, listen, I would love you to play on my new album. And he said, oh, wow. And he's such a humble being. And he said, I would love to. Are you sure? And I says, hell yeah. And I flew him over, and he kind of just hooked up in the house here with me for a week. We went through all the songs, drank a lot of Baileys and rum and brandy and whiskey. And then went in on the Saturday and recorded the song. I recorded the whole album in the space of a day. And Don't Slip Away was the charity single. Because I'd started writing on piano, just a few chords, I said to Sam, you know, I know I'm terrible on piano, but this is what I want. And he's so lovely that he went, Kaz, I don't know why you keep beating yourself up. You're learning. That's all you're doing. There's no worry. I've got it. And he then created what you hear now on the album.
When you walk this road alone, you gotta hold on to your own and be yourself. And do you wanna be? When you're standing face to face, looking in the mirror with its dead space, hold on tight, it's not who you really are. You're somewhere deep inside. You're hanging on for your life. Yes, I know only too well you're fighting to get by. So don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. All this darkness that you feel, stealing a light like a lightning thief, and running away and leaving you here alone. This is the time to remember when you once felt like a human among your friends. There's always one of us to carry your burden through. We believe you're somewhere, you're somewhere deep inside. So don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. Don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. Don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why.
Track two on the album, Don't You Know, coming out in a couple of weeks' time. Cass Hawkins and Sam York, and Don't Slip Away. Am I right in thinking, Cass, that this is an album you couldn't really have made, say, 2 years ago?
Agree, totally agree. The last few years' successes have really built my confidence, and, you know, songwriting is always a journey of exploration. But you need to have confidence in your songs to especially be this vulnerable in a piano and vocal album. So the last few years, yeah, successes have given me that confidence. I'm good on stage and I do my stuff and have had the accolades for it. But this is a personal thing for me because, you know, I'll not be able to dance with my tutus forever, Dave.
Oh, I don't know. You've got a good couple of decades at least, I think, in those tutus and those boots. Yeah. But, I mean, is it not also an album which you felt you had to make as well?
No, I wanted to. That's the difference. You know, I've always felt that I've had to release music. This was the first time that I actually wanted to do something and create it fully, 100% me, my vision. You know, it's a different entity because I'm more or less co-producing all the albums. But when you're co-producing on the band, I have so many of them to think about and their places in between the songs and the whole procedure. This was really just about me and my personal story. And Sam gave me that platform to just be me. No strings, no nothing, and just tell the story of me.
Let's hear one more track from the album, Cass Hawkins and Sam York, and a reworking of Hallelujah, Happy People.
Take me down where the happy people go. I'm gonna hallelujah with them. Take me down where the happy people go. Show me how they shuffle and move. Take me down where the happy people go. Show me how they shake on the floor. Take me down where the happy people go. I'm gonna sing hallelujah with them. Sing hallelujah, happy people. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, happy people. Sing hallelujah. Oh, 'cause we gon' show ya, oh, how it's done. Take me down where the happy people talk. I want some great conversation with them. Take me down where the happy people go. I'm gonna shake it on that floor. Take me down where the happy people go. Show me how they do it in style. Take me down where the happy people go. I'm gonna sing hallelujah with them. Happy people. Sing hallelujah. Happy people. Sing hallelujah. Oh, happy people. Oh, 'cause we gonna show ya, oh, how it's done. Because we gonna show ya how it's done. We gonna show ya how it's done. Oh, how it's done. We gon' show ya. how it's done.
It's so wonderful, and it's so different to the way I've heard it played for you before. Wonderful. Was it Sam who sort of worked it around like that, or the two of you? How did it work?
Well, we were working on it in the studio, and what we had rehearsed, and we kind of looked at each other and went, I'm not feeling this. Are you feeling this? And Sam was like, I'm not feeling this. This really just isn't my thing. You know, he's not blues. And then, yeah. So I think he thought I wanted a kind of blues vibe. And I said to him, no, this album is just about the music. And it's just, I actually just stopped and went, right, okay, let's just make something up. Just let's have fun with it. Because we'd been doing all the intensive stuff. And he went, okay. And he just started doing this hook. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it. So we had fun with it. And we just broke down in tears laughing after we recorded it.
It is just so wonderful. It's also just so different as well. And it's a joy to listen to. It brings a smile onto the face. You know, it's so...
Well, that's what I wanted, Dave, to be honest, because I knew the rest of most of the songs are very, very personal. So I had to break it up and let people hear me having fun with my vocal. It is, after all, an instrument. And that's what I loved about it most, because I was able to explore my own talent and my own voice. Which I haven't really had the time to do, and I had real fun with this one.
And it comes across so well as well. The line we've got, sadly, I can't be in Northern Ireland, you can't be with me on the Thames. One day we'll have you on the boat, Miss Hawkins.
I know.
So the line is breaking up a little bit, but it's not also on the album, you bring in your daughter for the first time as well, that's Amy. And there's a wonderful, wonderful video which you've posted, which is you and Amy singing together. And the joy in the video is wonderful to behold. And again, is that something which you'd planned to do, or did Amy suddenly say, can I be in this, Mum?
No, I wrote it for her, and I knew that she was kind of coming back, because she's been away having my grandson. She gave birth 2 years ago, so it was more or less to make her come back to singing, because I knew she missed it, but she'd kind of given up on it, seeing how hard that I had struggled. So when I wrote it for her, I says, you know, I want you to record this on the album, and she went, really? I went, yeah, why would I not have written it for you? And, how amazing would that be for us to share that experience? So she had no problem. And as you know, she's starred in Lipstick and Cocaine video a few years ago. Yeah. So she's used to all that limelight, but it was more to celebrate her. She's an amazing mum. I'm so proud of her on everything she's came through, but we've been through a lot together. And this is us coming out the other side of it. And she's just as bonkers as me.
Now, before we play that track, though, you're not going to make a tour with this album, are you? Or do you have plans of you and Sam going out and doing acoustic and special evenings?
Well, we have a few selective dates over here in Northern Ireland. I'm launching the album with Sam at the Belfast Cathedral, which has been a dream come true. You know, when we were going through the troubles in Northern Ireland, that's where I would have went to get away from all the madness. So we've a few dates over here in July, and then I'm looking to take the album into the new year and tour some across the UK with Sam. But I'm looking into it, you know, obviously I've got to work in with his schedule because he's very busy too.
Now, I know the album is going to be hugely popular with your fan base, but can they expect to hear any tracks on the album when they're seeing you doing your festivals throughout the course of this summer, do you think?
Not what I'm doing is really Sam had actually said to me, why don't you do some of these on piano with your band? And he says all you need to do is just play a few chords, and because it's your voice that in the story that people want to hear. So when he said that to me, I went, well, this is an accomplished pianist telling me that I could pull this off. So I'm gonna try and play some of the songs, and hopefully I won't turn too many people away.
I'm sure you won't. I look forward to hearing that. I think the next time I see you is going to be in Cologne, I think, at the festival there.
Yes, we can't wait.
But Kaz, it's a joyous, wonderful album, and I wish I had time to play all the tracks from it. We will, of course, on the show over the course of the next month or so, but this is just really for this week.
Thank you so much.
The final track on the album, My Daughter, My Reflection, Kaz Hawkins, together with Sam York, and also her daughter Amy. Kaz, it's been a joy to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My daughter, my reflection in life. I gave birth to a beauty that wanted to fly higher than the sky, and all of its might couldn't keep me from loving you right. Ooh, I love you. Is you. My daughter, this burden we bear, a sort of perfection is all we want there. With a fire every day that all but burns out, couldn't keep me from loving you right.
Amy, Kaz and Sam York. Final track on the album, Don't You Know, coming out on the 22nd of July. If you go on to Pledge Music and pledge in advance during the month of June, you will get the order well in advance of anybody else. The link will be on the Raven and Blues website, ravenblues.co.uk, but the website address is pledgemusic.com, projects/Kaz Hawkins album. There you go. pledgemusic.com/projects/Kaz Hawkins album. Pledge before the end of June and you will get the album in advance, and also lots of other good things as well from Kaz Hawkins.